A dozen teenage girls dive, run, and roll to keep a volleyball in play as they practice with the Indy Silver Lightning, a high school team based in Mooresville. 15-year-old Skylar Moran is among them.
I love playing volleyball and I love getting out and getting to know people.
Moran, a homeschool student, counts practice as her gym class. She gets to participate in a number of other special classes, including swimming at her local YMCA and cooking with her mom for home ec.
What's your favorite subject?
Lunch.
Special subjects such as art, music, or foreign language, and extracurricular activities such as sports or theater are part of the regular school week for most students. Many homeschool families elect to supplement their everyday curriculum with courses like these in an attempt to make the school experience more normal for their students. But not every organization is 100% open to having homeschool kids participate.
Well, for the homeschool child to achieve eligibility at any of our public member schools, they have to meet all the academic requirements that the enrolled student has to meet.
That's Bobby Cox, the Indiana High School Athletic Association, or IHSAA, commissioner. His organization spells out a number of minimum benchmarks homeschool students must meet in order to get involved with athletic teams at their local public high school.
For at least one period of the school day, the homeschool student has to be enrolled and attending at that member's school. They have to adhere to all other behavioral codes and athletic discipline policies that the school might have.
And an important expectation.
While they're enrolled and we're administering some statewide examination, they need to take that test.
Yes, you heard that right. Homeschooled students who are not required by state law to take standardized tests have to take those tests if they want to compete on public school teams. Additionally, only students who have been homeschooled for the previous 3 years can participate in activities at their local school.
We want to make sure that those students are subjective academically to similar conditions that our enrolled students are. We don't want to have a varied playing field whereby a homeschool student can just wave all that off and just show up 1 hour a day and then go play sports.
And even if students meet all those benchmarks, the local school district can still refuse them the opportunity to play. Cox says he doesn't have a hard number of homeschooled kids who participate in IHSAA teams, but anecdotally, he knows of fewer than 50 statewide.
At the end of the day, everybody has to make a choice of how they want to educate their kids, what experiences they want their kids to have. This is only one, which we think is a very important opportunity and privilege to play at a member school as you meet certain standards. But everybody has a choice.
The Indy Silver Lightning, Skylar's team, is not part of the IHSAA. Coach Kim Mountain organizes his team's schedule so that they can compete with other area teams without having to meet all the IHSAA's benchmarks. Skylar's mom, Diana Moran, says she appreciates that her daughter, who struggled with academics and testing in both public and private school, doesn't have to feel that same pressure to succeed.
I think that was a lot of it. Keep up with everybody else. Fit the cookie cutter mold. And right now, she doesn't have to. She fits her mold for who she is. And for me, that makes her life more happy. It makes my life more happy.
As for Skylar, she says getting involved as a homeschooler is different than what she was used to.
At first it seems tough, but then it gets really easy as it goes on.
And she says it gives her plenty of opportunities to meet friends. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Rachel Morello.